An endangered species native to Arizona is in trouble. This summer's Fry Fire burned more than 48,000 acres around Mount Graham in southeastern Arizona, and that's led to a dramatic decrease in the number of red squirrels found there. With me to talk about this is Marit Allenin, a fish and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Tucson. And Marit, how dire exactly is this situation?
That is a good question. We are very concerned, considering that the latest population estimate is about 35 individuals, and that's down from 252 or so in 2016.
And how much of that do you attribute to wildfires in the area?
That particular decline, it does seem related to the Fry Fire that occurred this last summer. That fire burned about 48,000 acres, and a lot of that was within the range of the red squirrel and within its habitat. I believe about 78% of the range of the squirrel was affected by that fire in some capacity. And red squirrels really, they're attracted to areas of forest that are pretty dense and have a lot of cover. And so some of the higher severity effects of that fire we are seeing in areas where red squirrels occurred, which is definitely attributable to some of their decline.
Is it possible that when the fires came, the squirrels just went somewhere else? I mean, for lack of a better word, they evacuated and maybe were not part of this most recent count?
That is quite possible, and that's what gives us hope, too. Some of the work that the University of Arizona has done has documented that squirrels will move after a fire, and they can successfully survive a fire. So one of the projects that we want to do is to get some satellite imagery so that we can look at the forest as a whole, and including places that we haven't been to, or that, you know, it's so remote up there, it's hard to do a complete survey of all of the range that they might inhabit. So we want to look at the satellite imagery to see if there are pockets of habitat that remain, and then go there and see if there are squirrels there, or those pockets could perhaps end up serving as places where we could translocate squirrels if we determine that that's something that we might need to do. Additionally, the Phoenix Zoo has a pilot captive breeding program for the red squirrel, and we haven't produced young through that yet, but I think we're pretty close. And so when the young are produced, those areas on the mountain of remaining habitat could be areas where we could locate squirrels from the zoo.
Now, we're obviously heading into winter, which is, especially on top of Mount Graham, a particularly difficult time, I would imagine, for wildlife to survive. Are you particularly concerned given the time of year we're in now and where the population stands?
We are, because red squirrels are pretty interesting in that they create what's called a midden in their habitat or in their territory. And in that midden is where they bury all of their food that helps get them through the winter, because they don't hibernate. And what happened with the fire is that a lot of these middens either partially burned or completely burned, which means that the food that the squirrel needs, even if the squirrel survived, they may not have the food to get them through the winter. And so we have come up with a project. This is a group of people that are either managers or experts with red squirrels. So we've started a supplemental feeding program where we've built some feeders that we are putting at locations where we know the squirrels are and filling them with rodent chow.
If the efforts to help and ultimately save the red squirrel are not successful, besides the sadness over losing a species, what will it mean that this particular species of animal is not around anymore?
Tree squirrels, including red squirrels, they're excellent indicators of forest health because they're so dependent on mature forests for food, for nest sites, for cover, and for these microclimates where they store their food. So we would lose that indicator, and that's probably indicating that we're having some issues in that forest. They're also interesting because, like I said, they build these middens where they store their food. And because this is like a concentrated source of food, these middens also provide food for other small mammals, or in some cases even large mammals like bears. The small mammals then provide a food source for some predators who may be attracted to middens because of this sort of concentrated small mammal population there. And so if we lose the red squirrel, we lose their middens, we may lose these small concentrated populations of small mammals, and then it just cascades up through the predators as well. So we run the risk of losing more than we might think if we were to lose the red squirrel on the mountain.
Marit Alanen is a fish and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Tucson. Marit, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much.